I never.
You damn know, that Habib kid is good.
It's Sam, coach.
It's not Habib.
You sure it's not Habib?
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Welcome to Burn and Rave. I'm Sam.
And I'm Ryan.
And you are listening to episode six. I think this episode is going to be very sexy. Hey, Ryan, this week is going to be Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is today, Sam. Well, on the day that this episode will go out. It's not actually today.
We're bad at doing previously recorded material.
Well, we record it every week, just not
that's
that morning.
True. But we're definitely recording the week of Thanksgiving.
You know what Thanksgiving is, Sam? Being a Muslim? You celebrate that?
I know it is a day of mourning for many Native Americans in our country.
No. Thanksgiving is a American tradition, Sam.
Oh, I can hear the Star Spangled Banner now.
You know, some fun facts about Thanksgiving. It's always in November.
Uh-huh. This is true.
Yeah. It's made of turkey.
the holiday is made of turkey.
Made of turkey. So, I mean, these are just some fun facts to help get you interested in Thanksgiving.
That's amazing.
Right?
I didn't know that. Now, here's a question.
Naps?
Naps is a huge part of Thanksgiving.
Naps.
I think...
Not for the women folk.
No.
They're always in the kitchen.
They're doing...
It's
right.
It's like, very true. My grandmother, my mother.
We are hardcore feminists. We'll get to that someday. But on Thanksgiving, it seems like all gender roles go right back to the traditions of the 50s. Like
football and naps.
Snaps back.
Right. On the couch while the women are hustling about with chafing dishes and right. The whatnot.
Does every family have a grandfather? With a big belly, very small legs, big belly, who sits in one of those squirmy, loud, leathery chairs and fucking falls asleep like within an hour after pumpkin pie. Like he stays awake long enough till dessert is served and then that's that.
Yeah, my grandfather definitely had the leather chair recliner.
And that chair is sacred. Like, nobody sits in that chair.
No, you're not allowed to sit in grandpa's chair.
It's there's no sign on it. You just, like, everybody knows.
Yeah. And so, what is on the agenda, then, for your turkey day, Mr. Pierstorf?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Time for the ASMR.
This is the ASMR portion of our show, brought to you by Le Croix. They are a huge sponsor. Did you know that?
And neither do they.
See, what?
Fuck, dude. What? At first, I was just like, what the fuck, Sam? You know, like licking paper and shit. And now, I really look forward to it.
You know, we have not aired.
Shit, that was hilarious.
Hold on, Ryan. And I'm not doing this for show. I actually want to pour it in this cup. I really want to pour it in this cup for you, Ryan. But this was not intentional, but we've done ASMR every time. We just haven't aired much. You know,
we haven't aired any of that?
Just once in all the podcasts, time.
I should let people know.
What people
we
don't
do
know.
This shit. All night, every time.
Yeah.
Every time. We wrinkle paper, we drop stuff on the ground, right. We crinkle cans, we rub stuff.
Yeah.
Just because we think it's hilarious, but it never makes
it never aired.
Into the show.
Why would other people want to hear these fucking sounds? But here we go. We're going to air this one.
Right. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I was mid-pour, man. Let me finish.
Oh, shit.
It did sound a little wet. Oh, here we go. Ooh, listen. Wait.
You got a prostate issue?
Wait, actually, this is good.
It's ASMR old man pee. No.
I'll do the
grunting.
Right. Okay, wait. Here is stages. Stages of male urination. ASMR. When you're young.
Apparently you jump when you urinate. Oh, back then.
You didn't pinch it, cut it off. Squirt, stop, squirt, stop.
Yeah. No, of course I did.
And here is in your 50s. God damn it. Son of a bitch, this fucking thing used to work so well. Ouch. Ouch.
Honey.
Make your own appointment.
Best joke ever.
And that has been Stages of Life with Ryan and Sam.
And of which there are only two, apparently.
Two, that's it. There's two
stages of life, and they're based around your urinary function.
That is it.
Fantastic.
They're based around how we pee.
And that is the meaning of life, sir.
Because I think...
Holy shit. You know, did anybody else laugh as hard at that shit as I did?
Oh, that's a...
Goddamn, Sam. That was something else.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. I do feel a little distraught to know that our lifespan is dependent almost fully upon our ability to urinate, right? So as the urination starts to slow to a halt, we know that perhaps life itself is coming slowly.
Let me provide everybody with a little bit of history. A year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, Sambo here had a prostate exam.
Oh.
And ever since, he's been talking about prostates a lot.
Men's health is very important.
He brings this shit up all the time.
At dinner parties.
Yes. And I think he's done with two or three of these things now.
I've had two.
Two. Voluntarily. The second one was like a second opinion?
The second one. Exactly.
Doc, the other guy.
Right.
Says I got a weird prostate.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
He did weird things.
Nope.
I want you to take a look.
That's right.
I can't help but notice that. Is there something between us? I mean, I was thinking that maybe you might want to, I don't know, help me out with a little...
I got a second opinion within an hour of my first exam. And then you know what I did after that?
I really kind of enjoyed this.
I said, you know what? Both you doctors are wrong. I am going to get a third opinion.
Turn around, drop your pants, but both
and by that time, they were right. My prostate was inflamed.
I'm going to perform a procedure on you called milking.
He immediately bought a Jeep Wrangler with no top.
What? Why? Why, Ryan?
Because that's Hit the kind with... of vehicle you people enjoy.
Oh. Oh, he just went with the worst. We are... Oh, God. You know we can't. Fuck it. Let it ride.
I don't care.
I love how you don't care. I care so deeply.
Well, then take
I
it
will
out.
Write the apology letter.
No, just take it out.
No. I think we are just going to fucking be who we are. Hey, Ryan.
Yes, Sam?
I heard you got another piece of fan mail.
Yep. I got a fan mail. All the way around the world, maybe.
Ooh.
Latvia?
Tibet?
No, Latvia.
Is that...
I don't know.
Equidistant?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that is. I don't think it matters. Super happy fun time American radio show. Okay.
That doesn't sound Latvian.
But.
Oh no, he's gonna explode! Keep going! You gotta finish. I wanna know what this Latvian fan has to say.
Much to love, listen, and switch. My wife, she laughed so hard she dropped baby.
Oh no.
Haha, not like bad parent drop baby. Baby come from private parts, which I make. Much would love to visit my country. Sambo would be like king. Roan most would hit head on doorway. I make you...
Small people there.
I don't know that what this word is. We'll skip on. We hit discotheque and many fine womans. Womans here over like small American man with glasses even. I can't. It's illegible. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Wow.
But I feel I was being tall shamed, Sam.
I
don't like it.
I feel like if I ended up in Latvia, I'd be somebody's sex slave.
I don't think that
slave.
Was a fan mail.
I don't know what that was.
You'd be in one of those Turkish wrestling matches.
Dude, they'd grease me up, and you know what? I'd fucking win.
Do you see that shit? They like reach down the backs of each other's suits to like grab their balls.
Ooh.
Yeah, watch the Turkish oil wrestling.
You it's just these huge men. YouTube. Is this a YouTube show?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense. And they like slide their hands. They're all oiled up.
Mm.
It's two huge men
they're
oiled
hairy
up in speedos.
Men. Are they hairy
yeah,
men?
Just big hairy Mediterranean
That's a lot
men.
Of oil.
Yeah. And then they slide all over each other, and the goal is, you know, they get all straddled up sideways, and the one dude slides his hand down, and the other one's suit, and he's like holding on to his balls and his neck.
Gosh.
It's dude, it's intense.
What is it? What's the wrestling called? What's
it's Turkish.
It's just not Turkish.
Oil wrestling.
Wow.
But be careful,
because
as I just explained, it's not women.
Right.
So it's if you're gonna look at oil wrestling,
yeah,
don't do the Turkish kind. Do the American kind.
Well, you know, different strokes
well, yes.
for different folks.
That's
right?
True.
Wow.
So there it is. There's your.
Did you wrestle?
You pick which? No.
In high school?
Nope.
Here's
not a real physical contact kind of guy.
Here's a fun fact. I was a very strong young boy.
Strapping.
Yeah, and I went out for the wrestling team.
At first, all Loudon Swain could think of was getting in shape.
I was strong and I had ability, et cetera, et cetera. And then the coach.
Everybody get strong visuals, please. Sam's
the
in the unitard.
Like, here's the uniform, right? I'm like, what the fuck?
Sam's so sweaty.
What is that? And then, you know, all the fucking team comes out.
He's got a wedgie.
Dude, no. I never put a singlet on. I was so insecure and
Sam
was so embarrassing.
Sam was the weird kid in sweats.
Yeah, exactly.
Immature, dumb job.
Exactly. I'm full uniform, like fucking t-shirts, sweats.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Sam was the weird kid in sweats.
But give the guy a break. When you're in love, you can do some seriously crazy things.
That's right. I'd be fucking wrestling in like board shorts in a fucking tank top. I come in there like fucking Spicoli. Like,
what is this, Massimo?
Yeah, exactly. I come riding in my Santa Cruz skateboard. Woo!
I caught my first two this morning.
It's like Point Break.
In Long Beach or wherever, yeah. There's like... Why does the Muslim kid have to be so weird?
Well, I was masking a lot of my cultural heritage, Ryan, if you must know. I was trying to fit in.
I can imagine you. I can imagine, like, you're not that minority, but I can imagine you're probably the closest thing to a minority at your high school.
That's right.
So every day it's just like, what is with that Muslim kid?
Yeah.
He's just like you were under a microscope.
Yeah, totally.
What is with that?
Totally.
That Muslim kid did it again.
It'd be like history class, like, oh, today we're going to talk about the spread of Islam across the Asian continent. Everybody goes, whoa. isn't that guy, isn't he one of those?
So like looking under your desk. Mirrors. Has anybody seen this guy before? Nobody even knows you.
Man.
Has anybody seen this guy before?
During the first fucking Gulf War.
Mr. Wrigley, check the roll. Check the roster. See if his name's on it. What is your name, sir?
My stepdad was from Iraq, man.
Give me the backpack.
These are the days before political correctness. But I've told you this story, but my fucking coach, I'm going to fucking name him. And if you hear this, we get so big that we hear it. We're going to cancel you, Coach Raymer, the wide receiving coach.
He was probably like kind of funny.
Yeah. So he would fucking toss balls, the wide receiving core, and I was on that core. I was like 10th string, but I was on that fucking core. So I'd line up, I'd run my 2 or my 7, and he'd fucking throw these long bombs, and he would literally go, "Here comes a Scud missile, Saddam."
Will not like me.
What?
I do not look down on the breezer. Hey, you're all
I'm fucking chasing under this ball like, I'll show him. I'll show him by catching it. And I'd fucking lay out for those balls and stuff. I wouldn't always catch him. I never
even. Damn, that Habib kid is good.
What's your name, scumbag?
It's Sam, coach.
Bullshit, from now on you're private.
It's snowball. Not Habib.
You like that name? Sure it's not Habib.
No, like, no, that's what my mom calls me, right?
But so, where are you from? L.A.
Yeah, right, right. No, where are you from? Like, from. Look, what the fuck? Your mom wears a fucking rag on her head. You ain't from here, boy. Where's you from? My mother's from Syria. Stepfather's from Iraq. But my father, so the people understand why I looks this way. My father, white, born and raised in Kentucky, Ohio. My mother from Syria. My father from Kentucky converged upon the University of Southern California at the same time. My mother lived in like an apartment building across from the college. I'm not even 100% sure how she got there as a 19, 20-year-old kid.
From Syria, you mean?
From Syria, yeah. I think she followed her brother. I have to ask her that full story. But then she met my dad, and we lived in East LA, and she had my brother, and then actually, I was, fun fact about my life, I was born in this Virgin Islands, St. Thomas Virgin Islands. My father got a full-time teaching position at the University of Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, and that's when, you know, they must have had sex. And then I was born in the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, can I see your papers?
Exactly. That's why I can never run for president.
We're not sending their
What's
best.
The number for ICE?
ICE, baby.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, shit. Oh, it takes me back to the roller skating days, man. Damn.
Eighth grade, man. Eighth grade.
Oh, those were good times, man.
At a school that's not a mile from my house. You know? So, here we are. 30 years later, and I've made it 1 mile away from my junior high. I need to get the hell out of this town.
Ryan is a local success story.
Yeah.
He moved 2 blocks away from his family home, Ryan. That is
The house I grew up in is literally a quarter of a mile from the house I live in now.
It blows my mind. One of these days I want to have a show that's just, you know, you grew up. I really find this fascinating. You grew up in this town, stayed in this town, lived, loved, worked in this town, and here we are, still in this town. Yeah. And I've kind of bounced all over and came to this town, you know, for work. And so I kind of miss my friends who stayed and never left that area. But,
you know, let me throw in one more level of inception here to blow your mind.
Ooh.
Okay, so my house now is a quarter of a mile from the house I grew up in. And my house now is also a quarter of a mile from the house my wife grew up in.
Oh my God.
So we both live within a quarter of a mile of our childhood homes. Wow. And we grew up a quarter of a mile apart from each other.
Wow.
People go off to college and whatnot and meet their wives and husbands and whatnot.
And you went next door.
From like Massachusetts or whatever. Yeah. I was
you motored lawn growing up. Don't you get claustrophobic and want to get out of here? Do you take the girls traveling? He goes vacation. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, we go on a lot of road trips, camping, Disneyland. We've done Disneyland, but
of course,
Disneyland's better with the friends. My friends, Mike, Dane, Adam, and I, we decided to up and drive to Disneyland. Me and
from here,
from Modesto.
So we're talking about a 5-hour drive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we planned this. 2 days maybe in advance.
Okay.
So we drove down there. We went to Disneyland, and that was a blast. We got in. You know they let you into the gate and then onto Main Street, and then they got the chain at the end of Main Street.
Like several layers. It's like
right,
Dante's
right. They just keep opening Inferno. a little bit more. You know. So anyway, so they're out there, and we are right at the front. And we're, keep in mind, we're 18, 19, 20. So we are right at the front of the chain almost. I mean, not quite. And Indiana Jones had just been
that's
done.
That's big.
Yeah. And so, I mean, these people were like, 8-hour lines and blah, blah, blah. So we got there super early, right? So they say, and remember, you know, no running. Welcome to Disneyland. No running. Right.
Been so, preparing for this all year, motherfucker.
And so Mike turns to me, or Dane turns to me, and they said, we're running, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I am not running.
Yo.
And my buddy Adam, he's like, I'm not running. And Mike and Dane look at each other like, what the fuck? Yeah. And they're like, we're running. And right here is this old ass man.
Oh, he's going down.
No. Okay, wait. Let me back up 1 second here. Because I don't see the old man at this point. I remember.
Oh, okay.
They drop that chain. Everybody fucking books.
Now dare to cross forbidden boundaries to the ultimate adventure.
Everybody runs.
Power of the people, man. Right?
Me and Adam? No, sir. Okay. Me, Adam, moms with strollers and shit. Actually, some of the moms are booking too.
Using their strollers as fucking tanks.
So
I'm away, hippie.
We get to the line, and Adam or Mike and Dane are like third and fourth in line, right? At the next line to get into the queue for Indiana Jones, right?
Okay.
So they're at this chain now, and they are three and four.
Wow.
And by the time Adam and I get there, this line is a mile long.
Yeah.
And we walk right into line with them, right? And if I were Dane or Mike, I'd have been like, no way. You know what I mean? But they didn't. So anyway.
Nobody wanted to kick your ass in line?
Nobody said a word.
Oh, fuck.
Because we were together and everybody broke the rules.
Dane was a big boy too.
They all broke. Dane is a very big boy.
Fuck.
And but they all broke the rules. Adam and I followed the rules. We should be rewarded. Anyway, back to the story. Right in front of them is this old ass dude. Right? He's wearing a Adidas sweatsuit, tracksuit with the stripes at the leg.
Okay.
The pants and the jacket.
Okay.
And the shoes.
Oh my.
And the hat. You know the hat with the little brim that goes all the way around?
Fucking sponsor.
Dude, he was straight up, head to toe, fucking Adidas.
I want to be
And then, and this dude was, well, they told us later it was his birthday or some shit. But
99 years old. No.
He was in his late 80s or something. And he was with a younger man in his 50s, who I assumed was his kid or something. So anyway, Mike fucking sprinted, you know? So we're standing there in line. I'm thinking, I'm like, you sprinted over here. He's like, fuck yeah, I did. I was like, how the fuck is this guy in front of you? And they said, all of a sudden, I was like, he was fast.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I said, he was fast.
Dude, that guy.
This dude was like 88 or 89. It was his birthday.
He was probably in the 1948 Olympics.
And this dude was like 6'2". He was skinny as fuck.
Fuck. That's amazing.
He was fast.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It was amazing.
I want to be that guy when I grow up, man.
I know you do.
But what's funny is
Jack LaLanne.
He uses
you can just never exhale.
That was his thing.
Okay, it's not scary anymore.
So that fucking 80-year-old guy on his birthday sprinted past your buddies.
Yes,
because he was so excited
18,
about
19.
Temple of Doom or whatever.
I took my whole family
fuck.
On long trips like this. Well, wow, man. Where's your family now, Jay?
At that
They're
point,
all dead. I outlived them all.
At that point, no. I think he was more excited about beating their asses because we were shit-talking in line.
Oh, that's awesome.
You seem like a healthy young man. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21, huh?
Yes.
I think at that point it became a competition for that guy. And I didn't see him go, but apparently he was off like a flash.
Sadly, you took years off his life after that run.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't make it out of the park. He's stuck somewhere in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. He never made it.
They're poking all the props looking for the soft one.
He never made it off the ride.
Which one's the dead guy? Right. They got a stick.
They
that
just
one's
threw
hard.
It.
That one's hard. Oh, I found the soft one.
Pirates of Caribbean, they just fucking threw him in the pile of fucking dummies.
Oh, well, we know someone died in there. We just don't know where they are.
Why does that guy look like Run DMC?
We're going to turn on all the lights. We're going to go around with our poking sticks.
Oh, shit.
This is Terry the shift manager, by the way. Terry the shift manager at Pirates of the Caribbean, at night. We're going to go out there with our poking sticks.
Don't worry, man.
With all the lights
we'll
on.
We'll find them.
We're going to find that body. Even if we have to poke it 1,000 times.
Plot twist. The wife says, "It's okay. Don't bother. We're fine."
Fill up the pond.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I just love the idea of this guy just can't quite figure it out. In the eye. In the other eye.
The animatronics are so good.
And he's still squinting at it. In the throat.
The blood squirt. Corn syrup? Red dye?
Yeah, he gets down and tastes it. Still doesn't know.
Ragu? Prego? I don't fucking know.
Is this a prop? In the stomach.
He knows what he has to do now. He's got to unbuckle, and he's got to know. Pull it.
Wait, how did this poor guy die again?
He died from fucking chasing Dane.
Well, that's right. So in the autopsy later, like, well, this doesn't make any sense. He died of cardiac arrest, but he's been stabbed 48 times with some sort of blunt object. Apparently by some kind of moron probing around looking for animatronics.
We can't figure out how he died.
It's done in a very bizarre pattern. Talk to that God. Disney kid.
We think there's a serial killer now.
Right? So here come the cops, the DA, down the queue at, Indiana Jones, right? They're going in the exit line because, they got to go talk to this person.
Right.
So they're going in, but yet people in line are still giving them dirty looks. Like, it's clear they're cops.
Yeah, doesn't fucking matter.
When the fuck do they get to go on the fast side? Right, when are they going on the fast side?
Fucking Queen of England.
I should jump this fence and go with them.
Yeah.
I should, they're no better than me. Yeah. I can jump this fence and go with them. But you don't. You just stand there and take it. But anyway, so they power all the way through to the front, and they find this person. And they said, hey, what's with the body? What's it? Right? And they got it. And then the guy's like, oh. This is Terry, the shift manager, right? Because he's a smart guy. That's why he's the shift manager. He's like, would you guys like to ride on the front seat of the new Indiana Jones ride?
It's special.
Totally intense. And you can pick your own adventures, three different tracks. I'll let you go on all three
of
them.
His name tag says favorite movie, Superman versus Batman.
And then on the other side, Sam, remember, it says shift manager.
Yeah, that's right.
He says, I'll let you ride it all three times and go on all three tracks, and you'll experience three different total rides every single time. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, it does sound fun, right? So they all get in, and the DA gets the steering wheel, pretend like she's driving, right? And they're off, and they come back, and they're like, did you have fun? Yeah. Okay, well, there's a fast pass to Space Mountain. And they run out, and then he's off the hook. They forget all about it.
They had so much fun, they forget about the poor dead old man. Does the old dead man ever get the redemption he deserves?
That's for the writers to figure out, Sam.
We just
writers, put that together in a nice little package for me.
We just gave
and then audiobook it because I don't want to read.
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna fucking just clip that and turn that shit into an audiobook. It's gonna be called the old. You know the old man in the sea.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the old man meets Dane. the old man in the. We got to riff on this and give it a title, The Old Man and the Something, and we fucking publish an audiobook. I swear to God, this is it. Something about an old... So, the way the story started, to remind, because we got... That was a tangent of epic proportion.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Was it?
Oh my God. Let me rewind for you, Ryan, because I am coherent.
I think I had a stroke. I don't really remember.
Did you race Dane? So you started by telling us, basically in a nutshell, that you were going to run to a ride, and Dane ran fast. But an old man in Adidas, like, smoked his ass, and then basically... Maybe could have died. This is like if you give a mouse a cookie. This is how novels are written, man. Right?
Am I the mouse or the cookie?
you're the cookie, baby. I don't know. But one thing stacks upon another.
So I wouldn't be the mouse and I could ask for another cookie.
No, then we're fucking on a whole other tangent. I don't think I have. That was epic. I want to go back to the point, though.
Okay.
This old man smoked Dane.
Yep.
How do we get into that shape? Like, how do we live that life? Like, I want to fucking be a great grandfather in my fucking Adidas, hunkering down like a fucking sprinter, like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, you just got to get your body fat down to 0.8. There you go. If you look good and emaciated with big knobby knees, you're ready to run.
Those are the runners. And those shorts.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a bit of a runner.
Is that just to chill?
Let's talk about men's fashion for a moment. I'm still, when I wear shorts, I still kind of like them at my knees or even a little south of my knees.
I don't show any knees in.
You know what I mean?
I'm a modest boy. I don't show any knees.
Part of it is my moral upbringing. There's some rules.
And part of it is straight up gangsta.
As part of it, sagging a gangster and just the 90s. And now what I've noticed is shorts are getting shorter. And they do not get any shorter than hardcore runner shorts, which seem to be just like two flaps and a giant cut, like a seam all the way up to the waist. And if it weren't for that little knit fabric underwear, you would just be flipping and flopping all very short.
Yeah. And now I'd like to go on the other side of that with women's volleyball uniforms.
Nope.
Are ridiculous. Someone needs to make some rules
when
there.
When you compare...
It was uncomfortable going to my daughter's volleyball games. That was junior high.
It's really uncomfortable.
Dude, it was bad.
I'm gonna agree, and I'm not gonna be fucking embarrassed by it. It is true because I also have gone to men's volleyball games. And I'm wondering, why are they wearing like basketball shorts?
Right.
Like, what is it about their sport that differs from the women's version, yet the uniforms are quite different?
Yes.
And you would think, if I may, Ryan.
You may, sir.
Without being gross. May you? But if we are speaking frankly and anatomically, wouldn't it be wise for the men to be wearing very tight shorts to keep everything in place?
For groin structure?
For groin structure to preserve.
Support.
So there's only
support
one.
Support the lads.
So there's only one ball going over the net, if you know what I'm saying. Yet, we seem to have it backwards. It seems like the women should be freeballing in these floppy shorts, and the men should be in the tight ones, anatomically speaking.
There are a lot of men out there that will agree with you.
The men are I'll never, ever end this podcast. This podcast
it's
will
like
never
an
end.
Hour long.
Well,
we haven't even edited it yet, but I know it's long.
You got me started talking about shorts, man.
Shorts.
But I think,
who wears shorts?
Beep, beep, beep,
remember,
beep, 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 beep.
Do you remember
Nair for shorts? Shorts? You remember Nair? Remember that
Nair,
shit?
Remember putting in people's shampoo? Like,
oh, my God, no.
Oh.
Wasn't that in, like, Porky's Revenge or something?
I never did it either. It's just the first thing I think of. When I hear Nair.
Because,
you know, you always hear those stories in high school and stuff.
Oh, brutal. Yeah. That would
Where's
be...
Jenny today? She's not coming to school. Someone put Nair in her shampoo and all her hair fell out. And the next day she shows up, all her hair's there. Turns out she just had to go to the orthodontist to get her braces tightened. Then her mom took her out for frozen yogurt afterwards.
And then the rumors just spread.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck. Well, anyway, I think we better wrap it up and say goodbye and let the sun set on another episode of Burn and Rave. Oh.
Yes, and thank you very much for listening. I am now the professional. I'm the PR guy now. And thank you very much for listening. I used to do robocalls, right, at my dad's office. My dad was an eye doctor, as we've discussed previously.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to do the robocalls. You know, to call people, oh, hi, so-and-so, blah, 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 your glasses
are... Well, they're not really robocalls if you're actually...
Oh, no, I perfected it.
Oh,
I
okay.
made it a robocall. People actually asked
awesome.
Me, is this a robot? I'm like, no.
This is not a...
Hello, this is Ryan from Family Vision Care, calling to let you know that Jim's glasses are available for pickup at your convenience. Thank you. And then, you know, but it was like the same thing over and over and over. So after like the, you know, 15th call or something.
So when someone said hello, you didn't say hello back. You just said,
"Hello, this is Ryan from Family Vision Care. Just calling to let you know that Joe's glasses are in and available for pickup at your convenience."
That is awesome.
And then that way I didn't have to interact with them. I could just make my note because I had to make the note that said left message or, you know, you talk to them or whatever.
Word.
So I would just tear through that no emotion so they wouldn't engage me back.
That's awesome.
But we're supposed to be ending the show.
Right. I am glad that you are now engaging with your emotions more fully. You are far less of a robot.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
This has been another. This has been another episode of Burn and Rave with Sam,
and I am Rybot,
and we are sound engineered by Joe Zimmer. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.